We have it in all of us to mistake the shadows we walk for the light we serve. The time may come when we will be tested as he was. William Miles, circa 2023. Hello, I'm Andrew, and I want to welcome you to Visions of the Past, a podcast all about the lore of Assassin's Creed. This is episode 114, and today I'm going to give you my non-spoiler thoughts on the novels Assassin's Creed The Resurrection Plot by Kate Hartfield and Assassin's Creed Mirage, Daughter of No One by Maria Lewis. And at the end, we're even going to get a little bit into Assassin's Creed Mirage itself. But before we get into those topics, I want to give you an update on the podcast, as it has been 6 months since my last episode. And the long story short is I've been busy. I've been working on a bunch of other things away from Assassin's Creed, and it's been very difficult for me to be able to do this podcast. As you can see, I do it all on my own. Everything is done by me, and it's just, it's a time-consuming process that I haven't had a lot of time for. As you have seen over the last 6 months, I have been posting a few shorts on YouTube and on TikTok and uploading photos to Imgur based on my most recent 100% playthrough of the series. Now, that playthrough has kind of slowed. I started it almost 3 years ago now with Assassin's Creed, and now I'm about 72%, give or take, done with Assassin's Creed 3. So it's been very difficult for me to keep up with the series with everything that I have going on in my life. And as you can well believe, burnout's real when you go through this whole process. And there have been times where I've needed to walk away for a few weeks to a few months on my playthrough and the podcast to just, you know, not feel so burnt out and like I don't want to be in the community anymore. But with that being said, let's get into the projects that Assassin's Creed has released over those last 6 months. The first thing I want to talk about is The Resurrection Plot by Kate Hartfield. I'm not going to get a lot into the story. As a matter of fact, I'm really not going to tell you much of anything about the story. I enjoyed it as much, if not more, than I did The Magus Conspiracy, also by Kate Hartfield. And that, The Resurrection Plot follows those same characters, Simeon Price and Pierrette Arnaud, starting in 1869. And I don't remember. I think, if my memory serves, it ends right around the 1880s, somewhere in that range, because we are looking, there's a big set piece at the end that I really enjoyed that involves the Eiffel Tower. And I won't tell you much more than that, just that I really enjoyed the novel, and I can't wait for the third book in the trilogy. There are some things that happen with Simeon and Pierrette that make me go, ooh, these two characters are getting older. They're now becoming more involved in training the next generation. And I'm really excited to see what they look like as mentors of younger people. And I do have one little thing to say about the ending that really doesn't spoil. I don't think it spoils anything. Well, you might, but that's a whole nother story. If there is no body, are they really dead? If, like, we don't see the body, are they really dead? I don't know, but I can't wait to find out. Next, I want to talk about Daughter of No One. This is written by Maria Lewis. It stars Roshan, and it leads, I won't say directly into Assassin's Creed Mirage, but we see the process of Roshan becoming a hidden one. And I'm mixed on it. I enjoy the book for what it is, but there is a process of the book that took me a while to get my mind around, because one chapter is just before she becomes a Hidden One, the mission essentially that leads her into becoming a Hidden One. And then the next chapter would jump backwards in time and to see how she, the rest of her life leading up to that point. And it was difficult for me to keep those two stories straight, even though it had a time period and a date and a location stamped underneath the chapter number. It was difficult for me to keep my mind centered on what I just read, what I am reading, because I am a slow reader and I was only reading about a chapter a day when I read the novel. I liked it otherwise. It gave great characterization for Roshan, and I think it colors her character a little bit more for Assassin's Creed Mirage. Speaking of which, Assassin's Creed Mirage has released in the time of my last podcast, and this was the game I've been waiting for Origins, since Origins came out. So that was what, 2018? It feels like a true successor to Assassin's Creed Syndicate when it comes to the parkour and the combat. Everything is just in a way that promotes you being stealthy. It makes you want to climb this building, hide in this crowd. And I enjoyed that much more than I did with Origins or Valhalla, where I could just build up my fighter, run through, stab people a few times with a spear, and run away. And it was just one of those games that I really enjoyed. Now, the story, and again, I won't spoil the story because you really need to play this game. It's why you haven't seen any of my photos or maybe one or two of the shorts that I've made. But I honestly don't think I've put out shorts on Mirage yet. And I'm going to wait until the new year to do that because I want you to experience this game fresh. I want you to see it through blank eyes. I want you to know nothing that's going on, because my jaw dropped within the first half hour, I think it took for me to get to where the big moment went, what? Wait, what? Excuse me? And now seeing this, I feel like eventually I need to go back and I need to update my BASM podcast, and maybe not necessarily update it, but expand on it like I did, like Eivor part one and part two. I probably need to do a part three of Eivor because we've seen the end of Valhalla. We've seen the end of her life and her story. But there's, I know for a fact, and I won't tell you which podcast it is, but I need to completely redo one podcast because the central MacGuffin of Mirage recontextualizes an item that we saw in the previous Assassin's Creeds. And I'm not going to tell you what item, but oh my goodness, it made me drop my jaw. Creed Mirage within the rest of the series for me. My top three still in no particular order is Assassin's Creed 2, Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, and Assassin's Creed Origins. To me, those three games are the top of the Assassin's Creed line. Mirage, I would say top seven, top five. It's a really strong game. It's really short. I think I 100%ed it in... Oh, I remember, because I thought it was funny. It was 33 hours, 33 minutes. No, that's not right. It was 36 hours, 36 minutes, and 33 seconds. And I went, oh my goodness, you can't time this any better. But the one thing I didn't do in that 100% playthrough was buy all the skins for Enkidu and the camel. But that's what New Game Plus is for, and I'm excited to go through that again so I can just do the story, see what I missed, and play through it again. I'm really excited for that. One more thing before we get out of here. This is essentially our four-year anniversary podcast, and so I would like to thank everybody for being on this ride, even though it's been kind of sparse this last year. There is no D&D game for a four-year anniversary, though I would eventually like to play some of this new Assassin's Creed RPG that's coming out. That looks like it could be really fun. I don't know when the next podcast will be, but I do hope that you, moving forward, we're not going to have a set schedule, and I hope that I will see you in the future. But with all that being said, what are your thoughts on the Resurrection plot, Daughter of No One, and Assassin's Creed Mirage? Of course, you can let me know over on X at visions_AC. And I want to thank you for joining me today, and be sure to tune in next time for more about the lore of Assassin's Creed. If you love stories about Assassin's Creed lore, please tell your friends and follow this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting platform. And if you want to support this podcast and help provide for new episodes, you can visit my Linktree at linktr.ee/visionsofthepast for links to my account on X, TikTok, and other social media channels, along with information on how you can support this podcast. And until next time, my assassin friends, make sure to follow the creed. And to those Templars listening, may the Father of Understanding guide you.